Welcome. We invite you to enjoy this Word Alive message with Pastor Edwin E. Ford of Crossroads for Life Ministries, a voice in the next move of God. We know you'll be blessed by this spoken word of God as we tune into today's message.
Stayed an extra 30 minutes. Y'all should have stayed an extra. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we thank you. Philippians chapter 1. Those who haven't been with us, we are on a series of teaching on prayer. Prayer. Praying by the rules. We've been teaching about effective prayer. Prayer that gets results. The third greatest thing you can do as a believer, as a Christian, is pray. After salvation, baptism of the Holy Spirit, the third greatest thing that you can do as a believer is pray. And you wouldn't believe how many Christians, confessed believers, don't know how to pray. Some believe that prayer is just prayer. There's no difference at all. You just, whatever you say goes. That's not how the Bible reads. God had a system of communication called prayer. And like sports, it has rules that governs. And many people in James 4 and 3 says, you have not. Because you ask not. That's the reason. If there's lack in your life, have you asked? And you ask and receive not. So he said you can ask. Because you ask amiss or you ask the wrong way. You couldn't get a glass of water out. My mama kitchen if you didn't know how to ask. Now I know God's rules a little higher than her. You couldn't get a glass of water out of that kitchen if you didn't know how to ask. You had to be respectful. Yes, yes, you had to start the prayer off right. Good evening. How y'all doing? A good morning. Hey, everybody. You had to acknowledge the adults of the authority in the room. You don't just walk in anyone and get somebody for the rent. Mom, can I have a glass of water? That's your refrigerator. I know you don't teach children that no more. Right. You had to ask. It wasn't necessarily the war. They were teaching us and training us up in where you should go. Right. And then you get your glass of water. But in God, Jesus taught us the manual of prayer. Not the technique, but the truth behind prayer. And the truth is, we must pray. That's the truth behind prayer. You cannot do anything outside of prayer. Glory to God. Amen. And so that's what we've been talking about. But today we're here to continue on, but in a sense of deviation for just a little bit. But we'll be right where we need to be. Philippians 1, verse number 19. Reason this wise, for I know that this shall turn to my salvation. Paul here writing to the Philippian church, he says, I'm not guessing, I ain't figuring, I know that whatever the situation I'm in right now, it shall turn to my salvation. How? Through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Verse 20. According. Somebody say according. To my earnest. There go that word. Expectation and my hope. Yes, that in nothing I shall be ashamed. That in nothing. You shouldn't be lacking in no area if you know how to pray. He says that nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also, Christ shall be magnified. Do you understand one of the purposes of why we should pray? It's because God is going to be glorified through your answered prayer. When you get your prayers answered, it is a message to the world around you that your God is an awesome God who reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. That's what the three Hebrew boys knew, that when they came to King Nebuchadnezzar, he says that my God is able. Do you understand? My God is able to. No, I'm not telling what I heard. They knew. They tell him what they knew. He had already delivered them in chapter 1. And when they got to that fiery furnace, they had practice. So this ain't nothing strange to us. The same God that delivered us in chapter 1 is the same God who's going to deliver us from this fiery furnace. David had the same testimony when he saw Goliath. He said, the same God that gave me the lion and gave me the bear is the same God that's going to give me your hand, Goliath. Tell your neighbor, your God is able. How do you know? Because I got some answered prayer in my life. He brought me through COVID. He brought me through disease. He brought me through doctor's report. And he's going to bring me through this. For he's the same yesterday, today, and for, I need somebody to help me here, and forevermore. Glory to God. See, we're not just saved through faith. No. We have a faith that saves. Y'all get that on the way home. See, we're not just, this is not religion to us. This relationship. Hallelujah. 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 It's not just faith with works. You got to have a faith that works. Y'all not hear me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I tell you, my faith is still working. Let me give it into this verse. He says, shall be magnified in my body. Watch this, y'all. Whether I be life or by death. Tell your neighbor, he's able. For a few moments today, I want to teach from this topic. He says in that 19th verse that I know that it shall turn to my salvation through your prayer. Amen. Father God, we thank you. If you believe that through your prayers and God's Spirit, I can see the breaking. God is making a way. Come on, how many believe that? There's no reason to doubt. I know he's working. Turn around for me. This is good news here. It won't always be like. I don't care where you find yourself at this moment. That concern. How many belong to Jesus in this room? Sooner or late. Come on, church. I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. Come on, I need somebody with some faith. Turning around. Father God, we thank you. As we enter into your word today, God, we thank you today, God, that your promises are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Father, we know today, God, that weeping may endure for a night, but because our hope is anchored in you, joy shall truly come in our morning time. You say, if we be not weary in well-doing and hold on in due season, we shall reap because we're not going to faint. Father, we thank you right now that every wave is coming in now. And we're not commandeering blessings now, God, because we didn't give up on you and we didn't give up on your word today. Thank you today. Somebody needs to hear today, it's turning for them. It's turning for them. I know it don't look good right now, but it's turning for them. They may have given up, but God said it's turning for you. Don't you throw in the towel. Don't you call it quit. It's turning for you. The enemy wants you to succeed to your situation, but the devil is a liar. It's turning for me. Until it turns, I'm going to count it all joy when I fall in divers temptation, knowing that the trial of my faith is working patience. But I'm going to let patience have its perfect work, because when my God is finished, I'm going to be perfect, entire, wanting for nothing. I decree and declare, God, turn it for your people today. Turn it for them today, right now. God, I pray that you will take the stubborn hand of the enemy and loose it off of their blessing right now and turn it now. Don't let their words come back to them void. Everything they ask you, God, give it to them in Jesus' name. Have your way in here, oh God. Have your way in here, oh God. Let God arise in this place and let all of our enemies be scattered. For our God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly and above all we can ever ask, think, dream, or even imagine. Father, we declare that the owners of this service today, that is turning right now through our prayers and through your supply. And we know you to be Jehovah Jireh. You're the God that's just not enough. You're the God of too much. You're the God of more than enough. We thank you today, God, for the heavy hand of God is on our lives right now. The heavy hand of God is on our finances right now. The heavy hand of God is on our physical body right now. I command sickness to loose up in here. I command infirmity to leave up in here. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Now let God's people go. Moses commanded it then, and we command it right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you believe God's turning it around for you, could you clap your hand for a turnaround? No, that's personal right here. This is personal. If you believe in God, not even talking about your neighbor right now. If you believe God is turning it around for you, clap him like you really believe in it. I'm waiting on somebody. I'm waiting on two believers. The Bible says in Psalm 47, clap your hands, all ye people, and shout. This one's going to separate you. This one's going to separate you. That shout going to separate you now. He says, not only do I want you to clap, I want you to shout. What a voice. I need you to shout like blind Bartimaeus. I need you to shout like blind Bartimaeus. Tell your neighbor, say, you need to calm down. I need you to shout to somebody getting nervous. I don't want somebody to get moved, JC, but I'm a shout right now. I'm a shout till I'm healed. I'm a shout till I get my deliverance. I'm going to shout to the walls of Jericho till they fall down. I'm going to shout. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to shout. Hallelujah. All right, all right, all right. Hallelujah. Y'all still shout? Glory to God. That's too much. That's too much church for them on Sunday. Hallelujah. That's Sunday evening church right there. We the Sunday morning crowd. Some of them just came from the club. There's too much church. That's too much church. I'm finna go to Waffle House in a minute. That's too much church. Hallelujah. Y'all be seated. Just let me give you a few notes and y'all go home today. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When this service is over, I'm going to pray, but I want to lay some foundation because God's turning some things right now. It's not about my preaching, it's about his word. God's turning something right now. If you have faith to believe it, you can receive it. If you can't believe it, then I'm not talking to you. But if you got faith to believe it, you qualify to receive it. But Pastor, how do you receive it then? He said, with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Proverbs 62 says, you are a snare by the words of your mouth. Matthew 6 says, he said, take no thought, saying. You can't take it till you say something. So I need some redeemed folk to say something up in here. If you want to get your redemption today, let the redeemed of the Lord. I wish some healed folk to holler right now. Let the redeemed. If you believe God has already healed you, you need to say something. If you believe God has already supplied your needs, you need to say something. If you believe God's going to turn it around for you, you need to say something. Say something. Say hallelujah. Say thank you, Jesus. Thank God is able. Bless his name. Ain't he good? Say something. Say something. Say something. My grandma said, look here. She said, if I can't say a word, y'all better watch us. Watch us. Pastor, I can't say that right now because I'm crying, but I can wave my hand. Jehovah Nissi, I'll wave my hand on you in a minute. The Lord God is my banner. I'll wave my hand in a minute. I'll let hell know I got victory up in him. I'll wave my hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell anybody, I ain't saying nothing. Don't get mad at me. I'm just waving my hand. I'm a teacher pastor. It comes from, it's one of his covenant names. It's Jehovah Sabaoth. That name, the Lord God of hosts. When you start waving your hand, he changes his assignment. He says, I ain't healing right now. I ain't delivering right now. What you do? He says, I'm finna fight. When you start waving your hand, he put on his fighting clothes. Does anybody need God to fight for him right now? The battle is not yours, but it belongs to Jehovah Sabaoth. He is the Lord of hosts. He's the Lord of the fighting. Y'all got to excuse me. I come from the hood, y'all. From the fighting angels. Hey, God. Some of y'all got a blessing the devil trying to hold up. But tell you, neighbor, I'm here. Tell you, neighbor, I came to fight today. I came. Tonight we fight. Tonight we fight. God, I done prayed. I done sung. I done danced. And you still ain't let it go? Put them up. Put them up. Put them up. Sometimes you got to put and fight the good fight of faith. Put them up, devil. Put them up, devil. Loose my blessing. Loose my healing. Loose my child. Let my baby go.
put them up. Get up on Seobosha. You got to know how to fight, y'all. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing. Shut up, I'm here. Y'all got to excuse me because I feel like fighting. We don't fight like the real fight, but we open our mouth and start saying the word. Hallelujah. Y'all, I ain't got the fit. Y'all, sit down. I got 13 minutes. Hey! Hey! Hallelujah, hallelujah. Y'all be seated, be seated. Take some notes. Tell you, it's turning. What you doing? I'm fighting right now. I'm fighting right now. You are healed. You are delivered. You are set free. You are blessed. Blessed in the city. Blessed in the field. Blessed where you come. Blessed where you go. Everything you put your hand on, it's going to prosper. What you doing? I'm fighting right now. Loose their children. Loose their money. Loose their mind. I'm fighting right now, y'all. Leave me alone. I'm fighting right now. I bind every power, principality, rule of darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in place. I bind and cast it down in the name of Jesus. I put it under the footstool of Jesus. Loose up in here today. I'm like a tree planted by the rivers of water, ready to bring forth your fruit. This is your season. Your leaf shall not fade or wither, and everything you do shall prosper. I'm fighting right now. Leave it alone. I'm fighting. Hallelujah. You've been redeemed from the curse of the law, poverty, sickness, spiritual death. Your children are redeemed. Your great-grandchildren are redeemed. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. I'm fighting right now, y'all. I'm trying to get somebody's grandchildren blessed in the name of Jesus. You are blessed whatever you do. You're the head and not a tail. You're above on and not beneath. You're blessed in this city. Blessed in the field. Blessed where you come. Blessed where you go. I'm fighting right now. I'm fighting right now. Loose. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. You will not die prematurely. With long life will he satisfy you and show you your salvation. The hand of God is upon you. Every place your foot trod, I feel the Holy Ghost saying it. Every place your feet trod, I'm giving it to you. It's already yours. It's already yours. I'm fighting right now. It's already yours. You ain't got to ask for it. It's already yours. I'm fighting right now. Hallelujah. You will not die. You will not die. I rebuke death with long life. I said with long life will I satisfy you. You ain't going nowhere until you finish. Live. And again I say live. Peace over you. Peace over your mind. Peace over your spirit. God ain't give you the spirit of fear, but of power and love. And a calm mind and discipline and self-control. I'm able to do exceedingly. I'm able to be blessed. Tell somebody I'm fighting right now. I am who God says I am. I can do what God says I can do. Everything I do is going to work now because the Lord is on my side. What shall I fear? What can a man do for me? If God be for me, who can be against me? 1,000 shall fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it won't touch me. For the Lord is my refuge and my fortress. He's my God. Him only will I trust. Therefore, no evil in my job, in my home, in my family, no evil. I rebuke evil over my mind, over my money, over my life. No evil shall befall me, and neither
any plague. I don't care what's in your family line. I've been born again. And if a man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things, I need somebody to help me here. If you've been born again, old things have passed away. I don't have my daddy demon. I don't have my mama demon. My father is God. He is Jehovah Rapha. He's the Lord God, my healer. Yes, he is. I'm a king's kid. I'm an heir of God, a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Whatever God got, I got. As he is, so are we. Are here on earth. I need somebody to fight with me. Whatever. Whatever I put my hands on, it's going to prosper. I need somebody to touch somebody. Because I got a whatever in my hand. If he said, I touch it, it's going to prosper. I need somebody to touch somebody and let them know I got a whatever blessing for you. And because I put my hand on you, whatever you need to do, I shut your mouth here. Whatever you need to do, whatever you need to do, whatever you need to tell them, whatever, 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 baby, whatever you need to do. It's going to prosper. And shut up on the elbow side. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Give him a whatever. Let me touch and agree with y'all. Whatever. God, break her out of it. Break it off of her. In the name of Jesus. Whatever. And shut up on the elbow side. How did I bounce you? Point your hands. Everybody help me pray. Point your hands. Toward Darren and Lynn, and say in the name of Jesus, we speak life over your son right now. Whatever he needs to be healed, we release it to him right now. We come against a strong man that's trying to keep life from him. I command you to loose my child and let him go, for greater is he that's in my baby than he that's in the world. 1,000 may fall at his side, 10,000 at his right hand, but you can't touch my child. In the name of Jesus, take your hands off of him now. Come on. Come on. Come on. Empty. Touch and agree on earth. Asking anything in my name, I will. It ain't no might. I will. Shatama, I will do it. Look at somebody say it's already done. What you playing for? It's already done. Hallelujah. It's already done, Sylvia. It's already done. Somebody praise him like it's already done. Somebody bless him like it's already done. Somebody run like it's already done. He called you to Shandia. Hey! Dance, man! Dance, man! Dance! Hey, I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. Let God be true. And every man be a liar. Let God be true. And let every man be a liar. Give me a mic. I gotta praise. I gotta praise and I gotta get it out. I gotta praise. I gotta praise. I gotta praise and I gotta get it out. I gotta praise. I need somebody to help me here. I gotta praise.
I gotta praise and I gotta get it out. I gotta praise.
Excuse me. I don't mean to bother you.
I gotta praise.
Come on, y'all.
I gotta praise and I gotta get it out. I gotta praise.
Had to fight a little bit before we get up in here. Glory to God. Bring that young man. Bring that young man up here. Bring that baby up here. Glory to God. How many believers I got in here? How many believers? Y'all see this baby up here? Do you know God loves that baby right there? Hallelujah. How many know God want to do Holy Ghost, it's time for you to release your dunamos power. That's time I see you. On this baby. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you. Jesus said, you always hear me when I pray. Father God, we thank you right now.
Thank you for listening to this powerful message of Jesus Christ. Please join us for one of our life-changing services. Service times are Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Thursday night Bible study begins at 7 p.m. For more information on this ministry, log on to crossroadsforlife.com. And as always, remember, choose life.